哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah and peace to all my brothers and sisters.
啊，在这个安息日的早上，我们一同在神的殿中，以道理来做彼此学习跟勉励的机会。
And we can all gather here in the holy temple on this holy Sabbath to study your words.
啊，愿主耶稣按照他所应许的，在这个赐福的日子，将他的恩典能够丰富的充满我们每个人的生命当中。
And may God bless us according to His promise on this day, that His blessings may be with us.
啊，并借着在道理上的学习，使我们在信仰上能够扎根。
That we can more be deeply rooted in our faith.
啊，在侍奉上能够成长。
That we can grow in our servitude.
啊，更能够在信仰的道路上能够力上加力。
And we can gain strength on the spiritual journey.
我们今天早上用《列王记下》第六章来做彼此的学习。
And today we'd like to use the Second Kings chapter 6 as our mutual encouragement.
我们请翻到《列王记下》的第六章。
Let us all turn to Second Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章第一节。
Second Kings chapter 6 verse 1.
列王记下的第六章第一节。
Second Kings chapter 6 verse 1.
第一节，先知门徒对以利沙说：“看哪，我们同你所住的地方过于窄小。”第二节。
Verse 2.
求你容我们往约旦河去，个人从那里取一根木料建造房屋居住。他说：“你们去吧。”第三节。
Verse 3.
有一个人说：“求你与仆人同去。”回答说：“我可以去。”第四节。于是以利沙与他们同去，到了约旦河，就砍伐树木。第五节。有一个人砍树的时候，斧头掉到水里，他就呼叫说：“哀哉，我主啊，这斧子是借的。”第六节。神人问说：“掉在哪里了？”他就将那地方指给以利沙看。以利沙砍了一根木头抛在水里，斧头就飘上来了。第七节。以利沙说：“拿起来吧。”那人就伸手拿起来了。啊，这是我们以一段我们常常有机会学习到的内容。
So this is a passage that we frequently study.
啊，在那个年代，他们有所谓的先知学校。
So at that time, there was a thing of a prophet school.
啊，就是有一群想要侍奉神、想要追求信仰的人。
I mean that there was a group of people that wanted to serve the Lord.
啊，他们会来跟随着先知，像先知的学生一样。
And they will shadow the prophet as if they were students.
啊，他们会生活在一起。
And they will live together.
他们会工作在一起。
They will work together.
啊，同时也会从老师的身上学习各样侍奉神的教导跟技巧。
And they'll learn different methods and ways to serve from the prophets.
啊，所以在这里有一群人，他们是跟着以利沙先知。
So here there are a group of people that were following Prophet Elisha.
生活在一起来服侍他们的老师。
And they live together to serve their master.
啊，但是在这里面当中有一些值得我们去思考学习的内容。
But there are some content that we can learn from in this passage.
虽然在这里没有提到这些先知门徒的名字。
And so even though the names of these students were not named.
你不知道他的名字，我也不知道他的名字。
We do not know the names of these people.
啊，但是圣经当中这种没有名字的小人物。
But in the Bible, the characters that do not have a name, recorded,
一样可以成为我们今天侍奉学习的榜样跟教导。
And they can also be of people that we can learn from.
啊，我们看第六章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 6 verse 1.
第一节，这个门徒对以利沙说：“看哪，我们同你住的地方过于窄小。”那这里我们看到第一件事情啊。
So here we see the first thing.
啊，这个学生对老师说：“老师，老师，这个地方太小了。”
And the student told the master that this place is too small for us.
我们人越来越多。
Our numbers are growing.
空间越来越不够。
And the space that we have is limited.
因为有发现，因为知道房子太小。
Because they realize that the space is too small for them.
啊，才会有后来的扩建房屋以及神所赐的神迹。
And only does this lead to the expansion and the miracle of God.
啊，所以在这里我们看到第一件事啊。
So first here we first see.
这先知门徒懂得观察，看见大环境的需要。
So the sons of the prophets can see the needs in their environment.
人是一种习惯的动物。
Men are a habitual creature. They're habitual creatures.
我们有时候在一定的环境里面久了就没有感觉了。
And once we stay in an environment too long, we don't realize.
啊，有一次啊，有一个信徒啊，在整修房子啊。
So there was one time a member was renovating their house.
然后我们去看他的时候，他本来很生气啊。
When we went to visit him, he was originally really upset.
啊，不是对我们生气啊。
Not upset at us.
他生气什么？生气说啊，他那个房子的门大门的颜色选得很难看啊。
He was upset because he chose the wrong color of his door.
啊，虽然是他选的。
Even though he chose the color.
啊，可是他很生气说，奇怪啊，在本子上看啊，怎么跟到漆到墙上怎么漆到门上怎么完全不一样啊
？He was upset because in the brochure, the color that he picked did not match the color that was actually painted on the door.
啊，这个颜色本来很好看，怎么漆到门上越看越难看啊
？And the color on the brochure was very beautiful, but on his door it did not match.
哦，所以他就非常生气啊。
So he was really upset.
哎，可是啊，他又不想再花钱重新再漆一次啊。
He did not want to spend the money to repaint his door.
哦，所以他就在跟我们抱怨啊。
So he was complaining to us.
我就跟他说啊。
So I told him,
你今天看得很难看。
Today you may see this door as ugly.
你明天看得很难看啊。
You may not be used to the color tomorrow.
我告诉你，你天天看，看一阵子你就习惯了。
But after, if you look at this color of the door every day, you'll be used to it.
所以啊，三天、五天、十天、二十天、一个月、两个月之后，你突然发觉，不会啊，这个门还不错啊。
So after a while, he realized the color was not bad.
啊，为什么？因为人是会习惯的。
Because we get used to the color.
习惯当中，自然就把一些问题或者是一些状况，就自动把它排除掉了。
So after a while, we naturally take away some of the, we do not see the problems in our environment.
习惯就成为自然。
Once it becomes our habit, then it is natural for us.
自然就没有问题。
So after it becomes natural, then we do not have a problem with
没有问题就一天过一天，一日复一日的活下去啊。
And if we do not see a problem, then we live day by day.
啊，但是在这里却告诉我们这个门徒不是这样。
But here it tells us that the sons of the prophets were not.
虽然他也是生活在当中。
Even though they dwelled in the same place.
这是他很习惯的环境。
They were in a natural environment.
啊，但是这个门徒懂得观察，看到问题的所在。
But they were able to see the problem that was at hand.
他看到人越来越多。
They saw the numbers growing.
他看到环境越来越窄。
And they saw the space being limited.
他看到这个环境限制住了他们学校的发展。
And they saw that the limited space hindered their school from growing.
所以他就跟老师说，老师啊，这个地方过于窄小啊。
And so they told their master Elisha that this place is too small for us.
所以我们今天作为教会的一个信徒，作为教会的一个工人。
So today, as a member and a worker in the church,
我们只是很习惯的来到教会参加聚会而已。
And we come to church maybe as a habit.
还是有看到教会的困难，知道教会的需要。
Or do we see the difficulties and needs of the church?
我们觉得只要我有来聚会有奉献，我就得到我就完成了我的工作。
Do we feel that if we come to church and offer, we have fulfilled our duty?
还是会时时观察思考怎么使教会变得更好
Or do we often observe and ponder upon how we can improve the church?
因为习惯是一种很可怕的事情
Because habit is something that can be dangerous to us
当你习惯了你就不想改变
Once we develop a habit we are not likely to change
所以在这里说门徒看见地方过于窄小
So the sons of the prophets here saw that the place was too small
我们看第二节啊
Let's look at verse 2
那第二节说求你容我们往约旦河去取一根木料来建造房屋在这里我们看到这个门徒所做的第二件事哦
So we here see the second action that the sons of the prophets took
啊，是的这个门徒非常的敏感
So here the prophets actually were the sons of the prophets
是的这个门徒非常的用心
And they had heart
他观察家务他知道需要
And they observed and they saw the needs
他看到问题
And they saw the problem
讲出他把问题提出来了
And they brought up the problem
那但是在这里说他不是只有讲问题而已啊
Here they not only speak of the problem
他不但有问题，而且有解决的方案啊。
Not only point out the problem, but they had a solution.
啊，这个也是我们今天在做圣工当中，作为一个工人要自我要求的。
And this is something that we should require of ourselves as a servant of God.
批评非常容易。
It is easy to complain.
你会，我也会啊。
When you can do it, I can do it.
只要手指指一指，这个不好，那个不行啊。
As long we can all finger point our problems.
讲完以后，我责任已经剩下都是你们的问题啊。
And after I point it out, the responsibility is all yours.
哇，讲得很大声，喊得很有力。
And we can speak loudly.
啊，但是啊，真正需要动手要帮忙，人都找不到啊。
But when the church actually needs help, then we do not have manpower.
那有时候我们会遇到一些信徒啊，哇，对教会啊。建议指教意见不停啊
So there are members that have a lot of opinions and corrections for the church.
诶，但是当你需要他帮忙的时候，
but when you actually need their help,
你说哎呀，你看到这个问题，那你来帮忙吧。诶，对不起啊，我很忙啊。
And we pointed out the problem. We need help here, and please help. And they will say they're too busy.
我还遇到过有一个信徒跟我说，神给我的恩赐就是批评。
And so I met members that say that.The gift that God has given me is to point out our problems.
当然他不是讲批评，他说神给我的恩赐啊，就是看到问题啊，美化一点啊，看到问题啊。
In a better way, he allows me to see these things that are wrong.
然后他跟负责人说，我负责看，你们负责做啊。
And he told us the council board that I am responsible to pointing out the problems and you guys are responsible.
所以啊，讲了一堆，但是自己一根手指头都不动。
So when he pointed out these problems, he was not willing to do them.
那圣经里面讲说啊，主耶稣责备法利赛人就是这个样子啊。
So Jesus pointed out that the Pharisees was like this.
法利赛人很会讲。
Pharisees were good at speaking,
但是自己一根指头都不动啊。
But they were not willing to move a finger.
所以我们看到这里这些门徒。
So we see the sons of the prophets.
他懂得观察，因为他在乎这个教会。
And they had concern for the church, so they were able to point out the problems.
他看到问题，愿意提出来分享。
They saw and they pointed out the problem to bring up.
但是他不是只有看到问题。
Not only did they see the problem.
在这里他还提出解决的方案。
And they brought up solutions.
而且不是只有提出解决的方案啊。
Not only did they bring up the solution.
他在这里说，我们去砍木头，我们啊，把他自己也包括在里面啊。
So they included themselves to go and take up a beam.
所以这个门徒了不起。
So these people were admirable.
这些门徒值得我们今天去学习效法。
And these disciples are willing good examples for us to follow today.
告诉我们说，不但我们要观察家务，要看到问题。
Not only do we observe and locate the problem.
同时要懂得思考，想出解决的方法。
We have to go further and ponder to for solutions.
但是更重要的是要把我们自己也加在里面啊。
But more importantly, to put ourselves in the solution.
不是说我想出方法，你们去做就好了，不是的。
Not only do we think of the solution and allow others to finish the task.
他跟老师说，让我们去吧。
And they told their master, "Let us go."
所以这是我们今天需要从这个门徒身上做学习的。
So this is something that we can learn from the disciples.
那但是我们看回来第二节啊。
Let us look back at verse 2.
第二节这里说，求你容我们去做。
He said, "Please let us go."
这个是我们今天需要去思考的一个问话哈，一个问题啊。
And this is a question inquiry that we should ponder upon today.
我们如果仔细想一想啊。
And if we think about it,
这个问题是门徒找出来的。
So this is a problem that the disciples brought.
这个解决方法是门徒想出来的。
And the solution was brought up by the disciples.
甚至这个工程必须要是门徒自己去做的。
And it's a task that is at hand must be done by the disciples.
全部都是我负责。
And they're all responsible.
我要出钱出力，花时间花精神。
They have to put forth the effort and the money.
但是你看呢，他是先问过老师。我可不可以啊？
But the thing is that they first inquired their master if they are allowed to do so.
这个是我们今天在教会里面做圣工必须要有的态度哦。
And this is the attitude and mentality that we should have when we do holy work.
今天在教会里圣工不是你喜欢怎么做就可以怎么做的。
And we cannot do holy work according to our own will.
你不能说，我出钱，我花时间，我付出精神，我花体力。
You cannot just say that I have the money, I have the money, and I have the effort.
既然全部都是要靠我，那我要怎么做就是怎么做啊。
And since everything is relying on me, then I can do whatever I want.
如果有这种态度，如果是这样子的想法，
if we have this attitude and this type of mentality,
那谢谢你不用了，请不要来参与这些工作。
Then you are excused from doing the holy work.
谢谢你不用了，请你不要把钱奉献出来啊。
Please do not donate your money.
如果我们以为今天我奉献，所以我是金主啊，我奉献，所以我来决定怎么做。
So if you feel like I was I'm offering a lot, so I get to make the decisions.
那请你把你的钱放回你的口袋里面。
Then please take back your money.
因为教会不缺这个钱，神也不需要你这个钱。
Because the church does not lack your money, and God does not need
money. 当你把祭物献上了祭坛。
But when you bring your offering to the altar,
那就是属于神的了。
Then it belongs to God.
你不能够把祭物献到祭坛还在旁边意见很多啊。
You cannot bring your offering to the altar and still have many opinions.
哇，到耶路撒冷献祭，献了一头牛上去。
And so if you go to Jerusalem and offer an ox,
然后再跟祭司说不行，我要七分熟。
And if you tell them the priest that you wanted a medium,
medium well,
medium well.
所以啊。今天既然要奉献，
So today when you are offering,
献上去就是神的。
When you offer, it belongs to God.
你可以有想法，你可以给意见，没有关系。
You can give your thoughts and opinions.
但是不要以为我们就是这一项圣功的主导。
But you cannot, you have to realize that you are not the leader of this holy work.
你看在这里，门徒一样要先问问老师啊。
So we here see that the sons of the prophets inquired of their master.
老师，我们可以去做吗？
They said, Master, can we go?
老师，我们可以去砍树吗？
Are we allowed to go take a beam?
老师，我们可以把这个房子盖得更大吗？
Can we expand our dwelling place?
这个叫做尊重。
And this is called respect.
对圣工的尊重，对教会的尊重，以及对神的尊重。
This is respect for the divine work.The respect for the church and respect
for God. 这个是我们今天需要去思考学习的啊。
And this is something that we can ponder upon and learn.
那我们来看一下彼得前书的第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书的第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书五章的第二节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse
2. 我们看第一节啊。
Verse 1.
第一节，我这个做长老、做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，却你们中间与我同做长老的人。第二节，勿要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按照神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是出于贪财，乃是出于乐意。第三，也不是辖制所托付给你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。第四节，到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。所以在这里彼得提醒我们今天每一个侍奉圣工的人。
So Peter reminds us of the servants who do work.
他说我们今天不管被交托了什么样的责任，拥有什么样的使命。
And no matter what is entrusted to us today.
我们所做的工作都是为了信仰，为了神的缘故。
And whatever we do is for our faith and for the will of God.
所以我们要亲身参与，我们要亲手做工。
So we must use our hands to do work.
我们不是要辖制群羊，而是要与群羊一同成长。
We must not command the flock, but we must be examples to the flock.
所以我们在这里看到这个先知门徒的榜样。
So we see that the example set before us.
在各项工作当中懂得彼此的尊重。
They have this mutual respect in terms when they're doing holy work.
能够得到先知的同意。
And they can receive the approval of the
prophet.
Prophets.
使他们能够建造更美的地方。
And so they can build a better place.
我们看回来第六章哦。
Let's turn back to chapter 6.
我们看回来第六章的第二节。
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 2.
第二节说，求你容我们往约旦河去，个人从那里取一根木料建造房屋。他说，你们去吧。在这里啊，我们如果看第二节。
So if you take a look at verse 2.
第二节这里讲到说，求你容我们。这是复数啊。
So he inquired and asked, please let us go.
这个先知的门徒很聪明。
And so the disciples were very clever.
这个先知的门徒很热心。
And they're very fervent.
这个先知的门徒很愿意参与参与圣工。
And they were willing to give up their time for this work.
但是在这里他特别讲说是我们啊，我们一起做啊。
So they emphasize that let us go as a group.
他没有说啊，我来就可以了，我来就可以了。
They did not emphasize in their own individuality.
我的主意，我的想法，我的工作，最后就是我的荣耀。
And my thoughts, my works, and my glory.
所以啊，这个先知门徒啊，如果想要显出自己的荣耀来啊
，and if these disciples wanted to manifest their own glory,
他就会跟老师讲啊，老师，我来解决，你放心，我一个人就搞定了。
And they would say to the master that, just entrust the work to me, I can do this myself.
哇，自己跑到约旦河边砍树，砍半天，然后再把它拖回来。
They can bring the woods from the Jordan and bring it back.
到最后啊，告诉大家说，你看，我全都是我做的工作啊。
And they can proclaim that this work is all mine.
但是他没有这样，他说我们就是大家一起来啊。
And but they emphasize unity as a group.
因为有我们
，because there is an us，
圣工才会发展。
Then the whole work will expand.
因为有我们
，because there is a unity，
侍奉才会有效率。
And then there is a organization.
因为有我们。
Because there is a unity,
最后才能剥去自我加冠的荣耀。
And we can remove the pride that a single person can receive.
所以我们今天如果很喜欢一个人单打独斗，通通什么事都是我一个人啊。
So today, if we like to do things ourselves,
我们要很小心谨慎啊。
We must be alert.
要去思考自己最内心的深处。
We must think of the motives in our heart.
为什么什么事你都觉得只有你自己能做
？Why do you think that all these works can only be done by you？
为什么圣工当中你永远都是独来独往
？Why do you do the divine works individually？
是不是因为你心中隐藏了一点的骄傲
？Is it because you have a little bit of pride hidden in your heart？
是不是因为你享受众人对你称赞的那个目光
？Is it because you like this glory and approval and praise from others？
没有人跟你分，因为全部是你一个人做的。
And you do not split the work because you have done everything by yourself。
啊，但是圣经里面的教导却从来不是这样。
But the teachings of the Bible is never like this。
我们看主耶稣在派门徒出去啊。
When Jesus was commanding the disciples to go out。
耶稣派门徒出去是两个出去的啊。
And Jesus sent the disciples out in pairs。
如果门徒都需要两个出去
，the disciples needed to be sent out。
你为什么觉得你不需要同伴呢
？Why do you not think that you need a companion？
啊，有一次啊，在一间教会哦。
And so there was one time at a church.
啊，有一间教会啊，有一个姐妹啊，带了一个慕道朋友来啊。
There was a sister that invited a truth seeker.
哇，带到慕道朋友来到会堂啦。
And they brought a truth seeking friend to the chapel.
啊，结果这个姐妹就跟她朋友讲啊。
And so the sister told her friend.
啊，你在这里等一下，我去一下厕所。
And you wait here. I need to use the restroom.
啊，所以这个姐妹就去厕所啦。
And so the sister went to the restroom.
哎，其他的信徒刚好经过，看到哎，这里怎么有个不认识的
？And so other members passed by at this time and saw that there was an unfamiliar face.
啊，就主动过去啊，打打招呼啊，想要认识一下。
And so they came to this friend and tried to introduce themselves.
啊，希望他们觉得啊，希望这个来看看这个是不是慕道朋友啊
？And they hoped to see if this was a true seeking friend.
啊，结果啊，这个姐妹从厕所出来了。
So as the sister came out of the restroom,
哎，看到那个慕道朋友身旁围了一些人哦。
And she saw that this her friend was surrounded by a group of members.
哦，非常紧张啊，赶快跑过来啊。
And she was anxious and she ran over.
哇，拉着那个慕道朋友说 ，Hey, this one is mine. Get your own.去找你自己的慕道者，这个是我的。
And so she grabbed her friend and said, and told everybody, "This is my true seeker. Go find your own."
那有时候啊，侍奉当中心态可能会出现一点偏差。
And so when we do holy work, our motive might be altered a little.
我们把侍奉的工作当成个人事业的累积呀。
And we treat the servitude as a means for our own personal achievement.
有时候甚至把教会里面的服事变成个人能力彰显的舞台。
And we may use holy work opportunity to use holy work as a stage for us to perform.
哦，所以我们有时候不喜欢别人参与。
And so we don't want other people to participate with us.
我们喜欢自己全部都是自己来。
We want to do everything ourselves.
有另外一个原因，为什么我们常常是一个人独来独往
？And there's another reason why we want to do everything ourselves.
因为你没有办法跟别人合作。
Because we are unable to cooperate with.
为什么你没有办法跟别人合作
？Why are we unable to cooperate?
讲到最后，就是你是一个非常自我中心的人嘛。
Because at the end, you are a very self-centered person.
啊，作为传道者哈，我们常常会有信徒来跟我们讲一些事情啊。
So as a preacher, many members would talk to us.
啊，有的信徒会跟我们讲传道嘛，那个谁谁谁很有问题，那个谁谁谁那个什么什么很有问题啊，常常会告诉我们讲很多很多啊，谁谁谁有问题啊。
And they'll come to the preachers and point out different problems of other members.
啊，当然作为传道，我们必须要很有耐心的，这样一直听下去啊。
And so as a preacher, we will have to listen patiently.
啊，但是啊，有时候我们都会看着那个信徒啊，会一直想啊。
But we will often look at this person and we will think.
难道你不知道你才是教会最大的问题吗
？Do you not know that you are actually the biggest problem in the church.
哦，到教会里面跟谁都处不来。
And you are unable to get along with anybody.
看谁都看得很不顺眼。
And you cannot get along with anybody.
觉得别人不够属灵。
You think that they are not spiritual enough.
觉得别人对信仰的付出不够。
You don't think that they have put enough effort towards their faith.
觉得别人的态度不好。
And you don't like their attitude.
觉得别人侍奉精神有问题。
You think that their mentality of servitude is incorrect.
哦，所以啊，有时候我们啊，放眼望去，看来看去，谁都不顺眼啊。
And so often we look everywhere and we see that we are unsatisfied with most people.
甚至有时候觉得啊，哎呀，我在教会真是孤单啊。
So you often and then you look to yourself and you would feel lonely.
问题真的在教会吗
？But is the problem actually in the church?
问题真的在信徒吗
？But do the problems actually lie in the other members?
有时候问题可能就在我们自己的身上啊。
And other times the problem actually lies on ourselves.
哦，所以啊，有时候啊，有些信徒没有办法跟别人一起合作，没有办法跟别人同工。
And sometimes there are members that they cannot cooperate and work together with others.
常常是因为自己的固执，甚至自己的骄傲啊。
And oftentimes it's because of our own ignorance and our own pride.
哎，但是啊，神是你会发现一件事啊。
But you will realize one thing.
越是这样子的人啊，越是这样的人哦。
The people that are like this.
神就会越在他的生命当中放下一些跟他很不一样的人啊。
And God will put alongside people that are very different from them.
你个性很急吗？
And if you have a very hasty personality,
神在你的身旁就放那个慢吞吞的瓜牛啊。
And then God will put a very slow snail as a personality next to you.
哦，就是为什么训练你的个性啊，磨练你的个性啊。
Because this is to train and to mold your personality.
哦，所以有时候我们会发觉说奇怪啊，为什么教会每次给我安排的同工个性都跟我差这么多啊？
And so sometimes we may realize that how come the our coworkers in the church are so different from us.
讲也讲不通，说也说不懂。
And they don't understand what we say.
动作这么慢，想那么多干什么？
And they're slow and they think a lot.
哎，其实啊，问题可能不是在他身上啊。
But the problem actually is not on them.
可能是神要借着他，让你看清楚自己的真面目啊。
But God wanted to allow you to see yourselves through him.
能够借着彼此的差异，互相的磨练。
And they can bring out their train yourselves from their own imperfections.
使我们能够认识到自己的软弱跟自己的不足啊。
Then we can see our own shortcomings and our weaknesses.
所以在这里我们看到先知门徒是一起出发，一起努力的。
So here we see the sons of the prophets, they went together.
没有什么个人表演的舞台啊。
And there's not a stage for them to perform individually.
没有那个袖子卷起来说你们都不要动啊，你看看我一个人，你看看我一个人就可以把它抬起来了。没有这种表演的舞台啊。
It was not a stage for them to roll up their sleeves and perform.
好，就算你非常强壮。
And however, if you are actually very strong,
好，就算你一个人可以扛那个木头
，and you can bring all the wood backed by yourself，
不管怎么，不管你多么的强壮，不管你多么的厉害
，and no matter how strong you are and how gifted，
你一个人做事永远都是最慢的啊。
If you do things by yourself, it will always be the slowest。
所有人都要在旁边等你
，and everybody will have to wait for you。
啊，到最后只是圣功被拖累，事情越来越没有效率而已啊。
And at the end, you will delay this holy work。
啊，所以圣经里面不断的提醒我们。
And so the Bible continually reminds us.
教会的工作一定要同心，一定要合作。
For when we do the work of the church, it must be done in unity.
当你没有办法合作，这就是对你自我信仰的一个最大的警讯，一个 warning sign 一个警讯啊。
And so if we are unable to cooperate with others, this is the biggest warning sign.
啊，我们要赶快回头来思想啊。
We must look back and ponder upon ourselves.
是不是我骄傲了
？And do we have pride?
是不是我固执了？
And are we ignorant?
是不是我没有办法跟别人配合？
And are we unable to cooperate with others?
如果每个人都能够这样子不断的反省检讨自己，
If everybody can think and ponder upon this,
你就会看到教会各项工作磨合的越来越好。
Then we'll see that the work of the church will be done better in unity.
你就会看到信徒当中互动越来越和谐。
Then we'll see that interactions between members will be more harmonious.
你会看到在这家中弟兄姐妹越来越懂得彼此尊重。
We'll see that there's the mutual respect.
你自然会看到教会发展跟神的圣工兴旺。
And naturally, you will see the growth of the church.
我们来看尼希米记的第四章啊。
Let us turn to the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记的第四章。
Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记第四章的第四章的第十九节啊。
The book of Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 19.
十九节
verse 19.
我对贵胄官长和其余的人说，这工程浩大，我们在城墙上相距甚远。二十节
verse 20.
你们听见脚声在哪里，就聚集到我们那里去，我们的神必为我们征战。而在这里是他们在一同建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
So here the group of Israelites are rebuilding the walls of the Jerusalem.
但是他们遇到一些问题呀。
But they encounter some problems.
城墙很大。
And the wall is great.
要做的工作很多。
There was a lot of work to be done.
他们的人很少。
And their workers are limited.
同时随时有敌人要来攻击他们。
And there are enemies that will oppose them.
所以啊，他们所面对的是内忧外患，内部外部都有问题啊。
So they had opposition from the inside and the outside.
但是尼希米却在这里特别告诉他们哦。
But Nehemiah here reminds them.
他说啊，虽然我们要做的工作很多。
Even though the work that we have at hand is great.
虽然这个圣工非常 的宏伟啊，非常的非常的非常大的工程啊。
It was a great task before us.
虽然我们的敌人很强
，even though the opposition may be great.
我们的人很少
，and our numbers may be few.
但是在这里，尼希米说，我们要吹响这个号角。
But Nehemiah says we need to sound the trumpet.
吹响号角之后呢？
So what do we do after we blow sound the trumpet?
这里说吹响号角，众人就要聚集啊，众人要聚集啊。
So after we blow the trumpet, that the people will gather together.
他说如果我们聚集
，and if we are able to gather together,
神就要为我们征战啊。
Then the Lord will be with us.
在这段当中有几个我们需要去思考的地方。
And so there are a few points that we must think about.
因为当他们吹角，当你听到了号角的声音
，and once you hear the trumpet sound,
代表要打仗了，代表敌人来了，代表有危险了。
It represents there is danger, the enemies are coming.
这个时候作为一个以色列人
，so as an Israelite,
你可以有几个不一样的选择哦。
You have different choices to make.
第一个选择
，the first choice，
你可以假装没有听到，假装没有听到啊。
You can pretend you didn't hear a trumpet.
去那边好危险哦。
And if I go there, it may be dangerous.
去那边要打仗，可能会死人呢。
And there may be casualties if I go fight.
耳朵一遮了，我应该是没有听到啦。
You can cover your ears and say maybe I probably didn't hear anything.
这是你的第一个选择。
And this is the first choice you can have.
你可以捂住你的耳朵，蒙住你的良心，告诉自己说没有，我没有听见。
Close your ears and say that you did not hear anything.
我不愿意把自己放到需要付出、需要牺牲的位置上面。
I'm not willing to sacrifice myself and put myself in that position.
如果你这样子做啊
，and if you do accordingly,
如果每个人都这样子做
，if everybody does this,
那有一天当你自己吹响了号角
，that one day when you are blowing the trumpet,
也不会有任何人来救你啊。
There'll be nobody there to aid you.
第二个方法，第二个选择啊
，and the second choice you can have.
第二个选择是当你听到那个号角的声音啊
，and once you hear the trumpet blow,
你虽然听见了，我听见。我听见了
，and so you hear the trumpet sound.
但是你可以告诉你自己啊
，you can tell yourself.
不会啦，你看听起来离我那么远，附近的人都已经过去了啦。
You can tell yourself that I'm so far away. Those people that are closer to the trumpet sound will already have gathered.
多我一个不多，少我一个不少。
It does not matter if I go. It's I'm just one person.
说不定我去的时候都已经打完了，浪费大家的时间。
And maybe if I go, everybody's already finished the battle.
没有关系啦，我没有去也没有关系，不要紧的，不要紧的。
So it's okay. I do not need to be part of it.
所以有时候我们会自我安慰啊。
And so we comfort ourselves this way.
不会啦，教会的工作啊，教会有聪明的人那么多，有能力那么多，教会里面工人很多，不需要我啊。
We tell ourselves that the church has many gifted workers and many talented workers. They do not. The church does not need me.
我都不会，我能力不够，我属灵信仰不好。
My faith is lacking, and I am unable to help.
有时候啊，嘴巴讲得很谦卑，内心其实非常的懒惰啊。
And we can make ourselves sound very humble, but actually we are really lazy.
谦卑只是一种不想做工的借口而已啊。
And humility becomes an excuse for us to not do holy work.
告诉自己说啊，其实啊，那个有经验、有能力的都会去做啦。
And we tell ourselves those with more experience and more ability will go.
所以啊，教会啊，我没有做工啊，其实也没有关系啊。神会看顾，神会看顾，还把责任推到神身上啊。
So it is okay for me not to work, and God will take care of it.
如果今天教会大家都是这样
，If everybody is like this in the church,
到最后不但城墙盖不起来。
Not only will we not be able to build the wall,
成为一盘散沙，最后就沦落到敌人的压迫之下。
Then we will end up in the enemy's oppression.
所以啊，当你今天听到了号角的声音
，So today when you hear the trumpet sound,
或许离你很近，或许离你很远
，And perhaps the sound may be far or close to us.
都要先放下手中的工作，然后聚集到号角深处。
We must put aside the work that we are doing and gather to the trumpet.
在这里，尼希米特别告诉我们了。
And so Nehemiah specifically tells us.
他说，当我们能够同心聚集
，If we are able to gather together,
神必要为我们征战啊。
Then our God will fight for us.
尼希米没有说，你看呐、啊，我们聚集人这么多就可以打仗啦。
Nehemiah didn't say that once we gather, we have a great numbers and we can fight.
哇，我们聚集这么多人来跟敌人拼了，没有，他没有这样讲啊。
He didn't say that once we have numbers, we can go against our enemies.
他说，当我们聚集呀、啊。
He said, "Once we gather together,
是神要为我们征战哦。
Our God will fight for us."
所以你在教会想要看神迹吗
？So today, when you want to see miracles in the
church, 你希望看到教会圣工兴旺，看到教会信徒能够不断的成长吗
？Do you want to see the membership and see wonders and signs?
你想在这里常常看到神的作为，看到这个大环境当中充满神的能力吗
？Do you want to see this this place filled with the work of God?
只有一种办法而已啊。
There's only one way.
众人聚集同心呐、啊。
We must gather and rally there together.
所以一个教会如果不能同心
，so if we cannot gather in one heart,
人再多都没有用。
then the number will not matter.
如果工人当中不能同心，
and the workers cannot work together,
恩赐再大都不会发展。
No matter how gifted they are, the work will not prosper.
如果信徒当中不能同心，
if the members cannot be in one heart,
钱再多都不会看到神的作为。
No matter how much money we have, we will not see the work of God.
因为在这里告诉我们说，只有众人同心，你才能够看到见证啊。
It's only when we are unified in one heart, then we will see the work of God.
那在几年前啊，几年前啊，纽约分社法拉盛教会啊。
And so a few years ago, New York got split to a Flushing church.
那我们都知道，在纽约啊，他们的信徒其实生活工作都非常辛苦的。
And so we know that the members in New York Church, their careers are very tiresome.
他们是那种都是做那种粗重的劳力活。
And they do a lot of their work is related to their physical strength.
而且啊，生活当而且那个生他们的那个生活他们的薪水都很少啊。
And their salary is very low.
有很多啊，在餐馆工作的是没有薪水的，没有薪水的。
零。They work in a restaurant and they do not even receive a salary.
他们纯粹就是靠小费，今天有小费就有钱带回家，没有小费就是一毛都没有。
And they often rely on tips, and if that day they do not receive tips, then they do not have any salary.
所以啊，在纽约啊，他们很多信徒生活非常辛苦啊。
And so their career is very difficult there.
啊，但是呢、啊，当我们分社出去啊，要买会堂的时候
，But when we are splitting up and we have the need to buy a chapel.
我们感谢神啊，神让我们看到一个很适合的地方。
And we thank God, God allows us to see a place.
啊，以它的地点来讲，是非常非常的便宜啊。
And for that location, the price was very It was a good bargain.
啊，但是啊，非常便宜，对我们来讲压力还是很重哦。
Even though it was a good bargain, it was still a great burden for the members.
啊，这个时候啊，负责人有的负责人就很紧张啊，压力很大，很紧张啊。
And so the board members were very pressured and they were anxious.
那我就告诉负责人讲啊，教会圣公只看三件事啊。
And so I told the church board members that when we do holy work, we look at three things.
哦，只看三件事，第一呀、啊，这是不是神的旨意
？First, if this is the will of God.
第二，工人当中能不能同心？
And two, if the workers can be unified.
第三，信徒能不能聚集一起祷告
？And so three, if the members can gather together and pray.
说，如果你有这三样
，and if you have these three things,
没有什么你需要害怕的。
There's nothing else you should fear.
啊，但是如果你当中没有这三样啊
，but among you, if you do not have one of these three things,
发展的路上你就会看到各样的困难跟问题啊。
Then you will see that there will be difficulties in your expansion.
那感谢主啊，后来负责人开始带头哦。
And so thank God the board members began to lead.
不断地强调提醒我们的弟兄姐妹要祷告，要祷告，要祷告。
And they encourage all the members to continually pray.
以前啊，那个中午吃饭啊，吃饭完都是一群人啊，聊天啊，哈哈哈，嘻嘻哈哈的，这样聊聊聊聊到下午聚会还不停啊。
And so, before that, the members during their lunch hours would continually to chat.
啊，后来啊，因为啊，有人带头啊，带头祷告啊。
But when there was a leader to lead people into praying,
啊，结果啊，每次大家吃饭都吃很快，赶快吃完就全部信徒一起祷告啊。
And then the members would quickly finish their lunch meal and come to the chapel to pray.
大家都把这件事情放在心上。
And everybody put this matter into their own hands.
当每个信徒都把神家的事放在心上。
When everybody puts the work of the church work in their heart,
啊，真的，你就要看到神怎么样来为我们征战啊。
Then you will truly see how God will fight for us.
哦，所以很快的，从各个地方啊，就有各个地方就有很多的资金进来帮助啊。
And after that, there were many aid that came from different places.
啊，甚至啊，有那个国从 international wiring， 我们还找不到在到今天还不知道哪里来的。
And there are actually international wirings that from to this day we do not know where it's from.
哦，就是这样子，很快的，很顺利的，一切工作就结束了。
And it is from this the work was done smoothly.
因为当信徒聚集同心祷告，神就要为你我征战。
Because when the members gather together and pray in one heart, then God will fight for us.
所以这场战场不是你的，这场战争不是你或我可以做什么的。
So this battle and this fight is not just me and you.
只要教会能够同心，只要信徒能够祷告。
If the church can be unified and the members are willing to pray.
只要大家把圣工放在心上，如果每个人都在乎。
And if the members put the work of God into their own hearts.
我们就要见证神的作为啊。
Then we will witness the work of God.
那是在筹款的时候啊。
But when we were gathering our funds,
有一次我看到有一个老太太，一个七十几岁的老太老姐妹哦。
There was a 70-year-old elderly sister
拿着一包报纸包的钱来啊。
And then there was
报纸啊 ，wrapping in newspaper 啊，报纸包的钱啊。
And she brought some money wrapped in newspaper.
然后就打开啊，一块、 五块，都是那种皱皱巴巴的那个纸钞啊。
And then she opened her newspaper, and there was very wrinkly bills of $1 and $5.
她说这个都是我，这就是我所拥有的。
And she said, "This is what I have."
她说一切都给主用啊。
And she said, "Everything is for the Lord."
然后有一个信徒啊，有一个信徒找我去他家。
And there was a member that invited me to their house.
啊，然后啊，告诉我说，听说教会在整要买会堂啊。
And then she mentioned that I heard that the church is looking to purchase a chapel.
啊，他说我也想帮忙啊。
And he said I'm willing to help.
啊，然后他就跑到房间里啊，抱了一万块钱的现金给我啊，一万块哦。
And then he brought out $10,000 in cash to me.
我不敢拿。
And I was hesitant to take it.
为什么不敢拿？
Why was I hesitant?
因为我知道他的工作啊。
Because I know what he does.
啊，这个信徒是在那种跳蚤在摆地摊的，在那 Swami 在 flea market 摆地摊的。
He was a person that sold things on the flea market.
哦，他卖鞋子哦，从进口那种很便宜的鞋子，可能一双赚一块钱这样子啊。
And he was selling imported shoes that you could probably get a dollar profit from.
然后就是到处啊，在不同的地方，在不同的那个跳蚤市场去摆摊子啊。
And they would he would sell their his shoes in different swap meets.
他要坐多久，在太阳底下晒多久，才能赚到这个钱啊
？And he must have spent a long time to working on the sun to just earn this money.
我跟他说这样太多。
So I told him this is too much.
你的生活也不是很好。
And you do not have a comfortable living.
他笑一笑跟我讲说没有关系啊。
And he smiled and he told me it's okay.
他说哇，一辈子就遇到这么一次，说不定就遇到这么一次而已啊。
And my whole life maybe I will only encounter this situation once.
他说神的家最重要啊。
And he told me the house of God is the most important.
我说呀，就是教会里面有这样子的信徒。
And so within the church, you have these type of members.
所以我回来就告诉这些负责人啊。
And so when I came back, I told the church.
他说，当你的教会当中有这样子的信徒啊。
And I told him if within the church you have these type of members.
这样的爱主。
And that they love God.
这样的舍得。
And they're willing to offer.
我说啊，没有什么需要害怕的啊。
And there's nothing for you to fear.
那真的啊，在教会里面做圣工就是这样。
And truly, when you do divine works in the church, it is like.
我们需要众人同心聚集，神就要为你我征战啊。
And so, if we are able to gather together in one heart, then our God will fight for us.
好，我们看回来第六章哦。
Let us turn back to 2 Kings.
我们看回来列王记下的第六章。
2 Kings chapter 6.
第三节啊。
Second Kings chapter 6 verse 3.
第三节，第二节最后说，他说你们去吧。第三节
verse 3.
有一个人说，求你与仆人同去。回答说，我可以去。这是一个很有趣的对话啊。
So this is a very interesting conversation.
好，他们现在要盖房子啦。
And now they are ready to build.
盖房子要砍木头。
So when they need to build, they will cut down the woods.
哦，所以啊，他就说门徒说啊，这些年轻人啊，年轻人跟老师讲啊，我们要去约旦河砍木头啊，回来帮你盖个更大的房子。
And so the disciples they said they were going to go gather woods and build a greater chapel.
但是啊，在这里啊，却突然有一个门徒突然开口啦。
And so there's one person that said.
这个门徒突然说啊，老师，你可以跟我们一起去吗
？And so this student asked the master, "Can you come with us?"
啊，这个是一个很奇怪的问话啊。
And this is a unique question.
啊，在这里啊，那个以利沙年纪已经大了、啊。
At this time, Elisha was already advanced in age.
又是老师，又是老人。
He was an elderly teacher.
啊，结果啊，这个门徒啊说啊，老师，我们要去砍树啊。
And so one of his students told him that they're going to go cut wood.
你能不能跟我们一起去呢
？Can you come with us?
你要想一想啊，门徒叫他去干嘛？
So what? Let's think. What was the purpose for asking him to go?
如果你的内心是比较黑暗的那个比较阴暗一点，那个 negative 的人
And if you are a more negative person,
你可能会觉得说啊，这个学生啊，看不下去啦，不公平啊。
So you may think that the students are thinking it is not fair.
凭什么盖个房子全部要我们来做啊？你老师就坐在这里坐享其成，怎么可以？你也给我去。
So how can the master just sit there? You must come and build with us.
啊，那你的内心太黑暗啦。
And then you must have a very dark heart.
哦，以利沙是老人啊。
But Elisha was advanced in age.
以利沙又是老师啊。
He was a teacher.
哦，所以啊，其实啊，砍树搬木头应该用不到他。
So probably cutting the woods and bringing it back will not require him.
哎，但是在这里他们却跟老师说，可是老师，我们还是希望你在我们旁边。
But the disciples said they hope that the teacher is with us.
啊，在这里我们看到两件事情哦。
So there are two things that we notice.
第一件事情，他们跟老师的关系非常好。
First, that their relationship with the teacher is very good.
如同自己的父亲一样。
It's likened to a father and son relationship.
第二件事情是他们很习惯凡事都要有老师在他们旁边。
And two, they're very accustomed to having their teacher with them.
有老师在旁边，他们就觉得心安。
And when the teacher is with them, they will be at ease.
哦，虽然他们不需要老师帮他们砍树。
Even though they do not need their master to cut the tree for
them. 他们也不需要老师帮他们搬木头。
They do not need their master to carry the wood.
但是不管到哪里，他们都希望说，老师，你跟我们一起去好吗？
But wherever they went, they would like their teacher to be with them.
这是一种亲密的关系。
And this is an intimate relationship.
也是一种彼此信任的建立。
And this is a sign of mutual trust.
哦，所以我们今天的老师是谁？
So who is our teacher today?
今天的老师就是我们天上的神啊。
Our teacher today is our Father in heaven.
我们今天做什么事都要学会，老师，天父，你能跟我们同聚吗？
So whatever we do, we must ask the Lord, our Father, are you willing to come with us?
很多时候啊，今天的信徒都是啊，出了事。有意外大麻烦走投无路哎呀神啊你在哪里啊
So for many of us when we only cry out to our Father in heaven when we encounter big trouble
啊如果啊平常啊平安无事一切顺利啊啊我不需要知道神在哪里啊
And if we are living a very smooth life then we don't inquire of God
啊但是这些门徒不是这样哦
But these disciples were not like this
人生的顺境希望耶稣与他们同在老师与他们同在
No matter what their situation was they wanted their master to be with
them 所以今天遇到人生的逆境，老师在那边可以给予他们帮助。
And so when they do actually encounter difficulties, the master is there to help them.
啊，在几年前呢，有一次啊，我接到一通电话。
A few years ago, I received a phone call.
啊，有一个信徒啊，打电话跟我说，传道，赶快来医院啊。
And so a member told me, preacher, come now to the hospital.
他说我先生快死了。
And my husband is nearing death.
我吓一跳啊，就什么都原本什么都没有听说，就跟我说他先生快死了。
And so I was
四十几岁的人啊。
I was very shocked then because I didn't hear any news of him being ill and he was only 40.
我就赶快赶到医院啊。
So I hurried myself to the hospital.
啊，结果到医院我看到他太太啊，一直哭啊。
So I saw his wife weeping.
我说怎么回事啊？
And I asked what is wrong.
他跟我说，我先生已经在医院十几天了。
So she told me that my husband has been here for 10 some days.
每天都接到一大堆的那个病危通知书哦，那个、告诉你，你先生随时会死，所以就一直接到那个单子啊。
And I keep receiving news that telling me that my husband will pass any time.
哦，他说传道啊，你我需要教会帮我先生祷告啊。
And she told me, preacher, I really need the church to intercede for me.
那我就问他到底怎么回事啊
？So I asked her what's wrong.
他说啊，我先生动了一个小手术。
And she told me that my husband went through a minor surgery.
一个很小很小的手术。
A very minor surgery.
啊，结果啊，那个手术刀不小心切到血管啊，切到脑的血管啊。
And one of the during the operation, they accidentally cut into one of the veins that lead to the brain.
啊，结果啊，脑出血，而且没有办法停啊，停不下来，止不住啊。
And they were unable to stop the bleeding in his brain.
然后我就跟他讲说，啊，你先生动到脑，应该都是大手术。我说你先生动手术，啊，怎么没有跟大家讲一声，大家一起帮他祷告呢
？And so if I asked her if you are having operation close to the brain, it must be a major surgery. Why didn't you inform the church?
她说啊，不好意思。
And she said she was
a little bit bashful. 哦，或者是她说不想麻烦大家了哈。
And she said she didn't want to inconvenience all the members.
她说最主要是哦，她说我觉得主耶稣很可怜呐。
And she said I feel that our Lord Jesus Christ is very pitiful.
她告诉我说，你看呐，有这么多信徒在祷告。
And she said, "There are so many members that are praying."
主耶稣要回答这么多的祈求。
And Lord Jesus Christ has to answer all these requests from their prayers.
我想啊，主耶稣一定很忙哦。
So I thought to myself that Lord Jesus might be busy.
哦，所以像我这种小事哈，我就不要麻烦他啦。
And so for the small matter like mine, I will not bother him.
我跟他讲说，你有爱心啊，你太有爱心了，你真有爱心啊。
I told him that you have too much love.
啊，你有爱心到你好怕主耶稣太忙啊。
And you have so much love that you are thinking that Lord Jesus is too busy.
我说主耶稣不会太忙，以后这种事情一定要通知大家，一定要特别祷告啊。
So I told her that Lord Jesus will never be this busy, and you should inform everybody next time.
因为他觉得说啊，这是小手术，没什么大不了的。
And because she felt that this was a minor surgery.
人生当中有太多的未知，有太多的不定啊。
And there are too many factors that we encounter in life.
下一刻、下一秒要发生什么事，你不知道，我也不知道啊。
The next second that we in our lives, we do not know what will happen.
哦，所以我们要学习这些门徒哦。
So we must learn from the disciples.
这些门徒有遇到问题吗？
Did disciples encounter any problems?
没有。
They did not.
这些门徒生命当中有困难吗？
Did they have any difficulties in their life?
没有。
No.
这些门徒有走投无路吗？
And have they walked to the end of the place where the road where they cannot no longer walk?
还是没有。
No.
但是他们说，老师，你跟我们同去好吗？
But they asked their master to come with them.
所以我们也希望我们每个信徒都能够这样啊。
And so we hope that all our members can be like this.
在人生的每一刻，不管是顺利、顺境还是逆境。
No matter where we are in life, whether we are successful or
encounter
difficulties, whether we are sad or sorrowful,
不管我们人在哪里，在做什么，
no matter what we are doing,
记得常常在祷告中跟天父说一声啊。
And we must in our prayers, we must tell Heavenly Father,
天父跟我们同去好吗？
And to walk with us, Heavenly Father,
我们的天父就会告诉你啊。
And our Heavenly Father will tell us,
说我可以去啊。
And He will tell us, I will come with you.
我们一起来唱诗啊。
Let us sing Him.
我们唱诗160首。
Let us sing Him 160.